715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Monday, everybody. It's 8 minutes after 8 a.m. on this, the Monday version of Feedback. Now, sometimes you're thinking, Monday, I'm going to slack off. They're not going to do much on Monday. They're not going to have anything important to talk about. Oh, how wrong you would be on this, the last business day of March. On the phone with us, we have our very own Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish on the phone talking about tax reform this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Seth. How are you?
You know what? I'm a little warmer than I have been in a while. I've actually got the window to the studio open for a change, and I there's not snow blowing around in here.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
And opening day time, too.
That's exactly right.
Maybe the Braves brought a little bit of Atlanta weather with them.
Yeah, let's hope.
Unfortunately, they're going to bring a loss back home.
That's true. Let's hope that they go home with a big helping of disappointment.
Let's hope so. That'd be a really nice way to start the day, wouldn't it? And a nice way to start the week.
Absolutely.
Kind of like starting the week talking about tax reform, which
yeah.
is what I am doing this morning for the Wausau Region Chamber of Commerce Business Advocacy Coffee Talk. You and I have talked about this before,
yeah.
as well as your listeners. We're traveling the state right now because the governor has said that he wants to lower the overall tax burden in Wisconsin every year we're in office. So he's made that commitment, but what he doesn't know is what that actually looks like to you in your family and in your small business. And so we're asking people, and we're specifically asking small business owners today at the Coffee Talk, how they feel about tax reform, how we can best help them moving forward, because this is the perfect time to talk about tax reform, because April 15th, it is a coming.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the governor just last week finally signed the Blueprint for Prosperity tax relief into law. He has now signed $2 billion in tax relief into law.
One of the things that I found just absolutely incredible, the governor was running some spots and was, if I'm not mistaken, talking in an interview that these reforms that are taking place start taking effect almost immediately, and there's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, a few hundred dollars more in our pockets by the end of the year as a
right.
result of this.
That's important to note. Here's what's going to start in April. So tomorrow, we're going to be saving money in our paychecks. Now, this is your money to begin with. The government always kind of sweeps off the top of your paycheck. The federal government does it. The state government does it. I don't know when folks started thinking that this was a swell idea, but they've done it for years. It's called withholding. The government literally withholds your own money from you, goes, gets interest on it, uses it for a year, and then gives it back to you sometimes in the form of tax refund, and then expects some sort of big thank you for using your money all year and
yep.
then giving it back without interest, mind you. So the governor has said, well, geez, let's just let people keep more of their own money up front. For the average Wisconsin family of four, you are going to start seeing about $57.90 a month back in your paycheck. That starts tomorrow, April 1st. So you add up all those savings from April through December, and then you add those to the $101 the average family is going to see in property tax relief. Let's say you own about $150,000, a median value home,
mm-hmm.
and then the $58 that you're going to be seeing in income tax relief. All total, that is $681 of your money that you can start budgeting for.
And here's what I find very interesting is the critics are coming out and saying, well, big deal. What's $58 a month? Who cares? What's $600 at the end of the year in tax? That's not enough. I find it very interesting that attitude of, $58 was exactly the amount that I put in my gas tank filling up my car yesterday.
You've got the right attitude about this stuff.
You know, for a lot of people, that is a significant difference. That means a difference between, yeah, we got plenty of gas to go somewhere or do that, or no, we can't go anywhere this week because we've just got enough fuel to get back and forth to work.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's kind of insulting to talk about it in the other way. I think that is a significant chunk of change. $681 is nothing to thumb your nose at. I think that is large. it will buy 189 gallons of gasoline. Mm-hmm. $681 will buy you 224 extra gallons of milk. But the point is, you get to decide.
Yeah.
Not government picking. It's you choosing how you want to infuse the economy with your money, because at the end of the day, the governor understands that it is, in fact, your money.
And this is another thing that Rush Limbaugh, I'm sure you're aware, made a huge mention of the Wisconsin administration's, the governor's administration, this plan, making a big deal, saying this is tremendous, and it is a success story that is an example for other governors around the United States, and even that guy that happens to be running our country, to take a look at and say, hey, what do you know? Even in this economy, you can use conservative principles to improve an economy. And yet the mainstream media, again, they're taking this attitude of like, well, yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, once again, you're right, Seth. And I think it is only going to be so much longer before the mainstream media can continue to ignore this, because the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is well known as kind of the Switzerland of Washington, D.C. politics. So they kind of have to be neutral on things. And they're cited equally between Democrats and Republicans on policy and fiscal matters. Well, the CBO just told the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, a Democrat, Ron Wyden, that pro-growth tax strategies, policies like we have implemented here in Wisconsin, must be scored as revenue positive. That means that the CBO is telling politicians in Washington, D.C. that if you're going to implement stuff that is helping taxpayers keep more of their own money, you've got to count that as something that is good for the economy, something that will eventually generate more tax revenue. And that's something that the governor here in Wisconsin has understood for a really long time. And that's why we've had back-to-back surpluses now, why personal income is up 4.4%, why we've created 17,000 net new businesses, and why we went from a $3.6 billion budget deficit to the situation we're in now, creating jobs and creating prosperity in the state without raising taxes.
And you are traveling about gathering information and doing, you know, literally putting boots on the ground and gathering information from those of us who are owners of small businesses, those of us who are struggling to make ends meet, to find out the effects, the positives and the negatives. You don't just want to get the whitewash story. You want to hear all of it. Where are you going to be, and how can the listeners give you their feedback?
Thanks. If you can't make it to one of these tax reform roundtables or the coffee talk this morning at the chamber, I really would love to hear from you. We do need your advice. And that's one of the things the governor said. Seek the counsel of the people of the state. I want to hear from them. You know, we know that we want to lower the tax burden, but we want their advice on how exactly we should go about doing this. And so we've had 14 of these across the state. We have more in the works, more planned. And today's obviously is going to be in Wausau. And this is an event planned by the chamber. This is not my event, but certainly we're going to be seeking good advice and sound counsel from these job creators. But we want your thoughts, so please go to taxreform.wi.gov. You're going to see the same information that we always give out in the PowerPoint presentations that we do at these tax reform roundtables. And you're going to be able to get a good idea of what the media coverage has been and read some of the editorials that we've written about how important this process is as we begin to craft the ideas and the policies that are going to propel the state forward in our 2015 to 2017 budget. But at the end of that webpage is your opportunity. We want you to give us your 2 cents, but not literally. We want you to give us a piece of your mind, really, on tax reform. There's a form there. Give us your ideas. Send them in. We still get 25, 30 emails a day on this website of people giving us advice. We want your advice.
So what kind of ideas have you received from the website that you've put into practical application?
Well, we haven't yet. We're in the middle of collecting all that data. We're in the middle of getting all of this advice. I think after we are done with our statewide tour and after we have compiled the data that we've received from taxreform.wi.gov, where I hope you visit today, we're going to get an idea of all the common threads and all the common themes that are unifying Wisconsin taxpayers. Once we get an idea of those, we'll be able to give the taxpayers recommendations to the governor. Those are the things that we're going to be using to determine the policies that will be implemented in the 15-17 budget.
Excellent. So this is definitely making a difference.
Oh, yes.
I am going to put a link, taxreform.wi.gov. I'm going to put a link on our Facebook page during this next break, or I'm going to try as long as my computer cooperates with me.
That'd be great.
We're going to put that link up there so that those that have listened and thought, well, I didn't have a pen, I didn't read it. It's okay. It's on our Facebook page. We'll put that up there.
Please visit there today. We're really looking for your thoughts.
Lieutenant Governor, thank you so very, very much for taking a few minutes out of the morning to talk to us. I hope it all goes well. And please feel free to get back in touch with us and let us know when others of these are happening in our area and more of how the listeners can be involved in our state government.
Thank you so much. I'm also going to be around in Merrill today. I'm going to stop at the Quick Trip, not just because they've got the great butter and milk deals, but also because we're celebrating our Year of the Better Bottom Line initiative to connect more folks with disabilities to great employment opportunities. And I'm going to be hanging out at the Woodson Art Museum as well, one of my favorite spots here, and also one of the best tourism attractions around.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And try and stay, you're doing a lot, so stay safe.
Yeah, I'll stay off the streets. Don't worry.
Okay. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye, Seth.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to be right back. We'll open up the phone lines for your phone calls and your comments, 715-845-2155, after this.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155. 715-845-2155. All right, one of the things I find refreshing about it, I know some of the critics, my colleague who just stepped into his studio over there is going to be one of them, is saying that this tour by the lieutenant governor and others is just a publicity stunt. Oh, come on. They don't really care.
Well, now you're the one putting words in my mouth.
No, I don't really care what the people think. This is a publicity stunt. They're just out there to gin up support for the blah, blah, blah. He's getting ready to run. It's going to be... I find it disingenuous, that kind of an attitude. I think that this is a bold move on the part of the governor's office. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's like one or two people in the state who don't like the governor and what he's doing. I've heard this.
You mean almost half?
I've heard that there's a handful of these outsiders that are not fond of what the governor is doing and not fond of his economic strategies. So you take an individual and you put yourself out there to where you're saying, okay, on this day, at this time, we're going to be at this location. Come tell me what you think. It's called putting your money where your mouth is. I think it is a bold move.
Most politicians on both sides do that now. They have the public meetings or whatever they're calling them. Town hall meetings.
Right.
And administrations of both parties have gone out to promote their economic plans and make appearances at
factories and
businesses.
I think it's a very good trend because when you have an economic strategy and you put it out there and you don't listen to the small business owner and ask them, how is this affecting you? What are you seeing as a result? For example, with Obamacare, it seems to me that those that constructed and forced Obamacare on the people are not listening when the business owners are saying, if you make us put this in place, we are going to have to lay off workers. Lieutenant Governor Clefish said that the Congressional Budgeting Office, CBO, is supposed to be the neutral zone when it comes to politics. They are not conservative. They're not liberal. They're not Republican. They're not Democrat. They are supposed to just be just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. They are the ones that said Obamacare will cost 2 million jobs. And it seems to me nobody's listening to this. Nobody's paying attention. So when the governor and his office and the lieutenant governor are out literally listening to the people say, yes, I like it, or no, I don't like it, I think it's a wonderful trend in our I think it's brave. I think it is the right thing to do. The question is, if there are the majority of people that say, wow, this sucks and it's hurting me, that they listen and do something about it. Let's go to the phones. Mike, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. I would really like to give my support to the governor and his efforts in lowering our taxes. But to be honest, I think if the people in this country really want tax reform, there's an organization out of Florida. They're called Fair Tax.
Absolutely.
FAIRTAX.org.
I have interviewed those people numerous times, and the Fair Tax movement is an outstanding alternative to the debacle that is the IRS.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people don't understand what it is not a flat tax. It's not a tax based on income or profits or anything like that. In fact, their basis is they want to get rid of basically every tax that comes down the pike now and replace it with a national sales tax.
Yeah.
Now, people get scared when they hear that, but I'll tell you, if you look at Florida and you look at Texas, their states are run solely on sales tax, so it works.
Yes. Oh, it works very, very well. It works very well.
It puts a lot more money into your pocket, and you are able to do with it what you want. People below the poverty line will get a prebate, which puts them on a level playing field with those who are making a tremendous amount of money every year. So I've really researched this. I've been involved in a couple of their national webinars, and I'll tell you, it is a godsend, and it does away with the IRS. I mean, one of the biggest problems in this country.
And, you know, Mike, you bring up the interesting point. That right there is the reason that it's going to come across some blowback and some resistance. When you say we're going to get rid of the IRS, there's a huge government budgeting and a bunch of bureaucratic nightmare that nobody who is involved with the IRS wants to see go away. They want to see it stay because it's their job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And right now there's a House bill, H.R., I think it's 25, and then Senate bill 221, I believe it is. If people would call the representatives and show support for this, it would be tremendous. But again, go on fairtax.org, read it. If you agree with it, hey, get involved, please, because I think this will really answer a lot of the questions and problems that we have with our current tax system.
Got it. Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate you calling in.
This may be one of the few things that Seth and I will agree on. I think the fair tax is the way to go.
Yeah.
Mainly because everybody pays it, even criminals.
Right. Yeah,
even
everybody.
Drug dealers who are buying their yachts and their Rolls Royces are paying it.
Everybody that does it, and those that are in an economic situation where they're not buying and selling much, they're not doing much, they get the most relief.
But I think you're right that the blowback from the entrenched bureaucrats in Washington, it's going to take a number of members of Congress to step up and get something like this passed to fight against that bureaucratic, morass.
Mike is right. Those that are in Washington represent you and I. And so, therefore, if you and I get involved and put the pressure, then the response is supposed to be, hey, the American people want this. We got to make it happen.
I've always suggested you could take those out-of-work IRS agents and put them to work on the border, right? Hire them as border guards. Just they can keep their benefits, just transfer them to a different department.
Ooh, or replace the TSA agents with them.
There
can you imagine
go.
That?
There you go.
Thanks for calling. Jim, thanks for being on hold. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Seth. I'm trying to understand your phone system, and the technique seems to be when you listen to the ringing continuously, you call back in and you get right through. Thank you.
Sure.
Our fabulous phone system, yeah. Sometimes it'll hang up on you automatically as well without us touching anything.
Well, the weakest link is the call screener.
That's not true. This phone does exactly what it wants whenever it wants. It has no boss, no rhyme or reason.
I'm fine with
that. Let me interrupt. Let's stay on topic.
All right.
Because this morning or this weekend, we had a young man here at our house who had just finished struggling with his taxes. He's a small business owner in Kaukauna. And thank you for the Clayfish interview on his cell phone this morning. I know he's working hard. I left him some information regarding what she shared with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
He didn't get any sleep while he was here. He was so worried with where he was going to find the cash in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The other point is here in Wisconsin Rapids, our firefighters union is supporting 3 people for re-election tomorrow. And that's the mayor and 2 city people running for the council. I would remind everyone in Wisconsin Rapids to go back and look at a March 11th, 2011 letter to Scott Teagan of Quick Trip, and it also went to M&I Bank, now BMO, threatening if they didn't go along with the union program, there would be consequences. That letter was signed by Jim Palmer of the police, Professional Police Association, Malcolm Mitchell, president of the Professional Firefighters, Joe Conway, president of International Association of Firefighters, Local 311. I would ask people in Rapids to make sure when they vote, they consider what these people were trying to do in March of 2011.
Where is that letter published?
I don't know. I got a copy of it here, Seth. I'm not computer attached, but I can get a copy to you if I have the address.
Gotcha. I tell you what, hang on for a second. I need to go to break. I'll come right back and give you our street address, and you can mail that in. We need to take a break. We're running really long. Those that are on the phone, hold tight. We got to do some news. We got to do some commercials, and we will be back in mere moments. This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. It's feedback. Don't go anywhere.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.